No, I'm really glad you asked me on a second date. Yeah, I didn't think you would. Well, you're a little timid sometimes. And well, I mean, I am just not used to, asking out a guy, so I was definitely waiting for you to make the move. So I'm really glad you did. I didn't think that you'd want to see me again. Well, I got the feeling that you were maybe a little intimidated by me. But that's so silly. I mean, you're so fascinating. Oh, come on, you're not just some guy. I mean, you just. Well, I think that you're fascinating. But, I mean, I come from kind of a weird background, so maybe that's. Oh, I guess we haven't really talked about that yet. Well, so I grew up in. I have three older brothers, and both my dad and my oldest brother, well, they both are bodybuilders. And my. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And well, my other two brothers are both athletes too. And honestly, like growing up around all of them, I mean, I was the youngest, and it was like, hard body heaven in my home. And all my brothers had like these, hard body guys around all the time. And, my dad transformed our entire basement into this huge gym. And so, I'd be down there and it would be just, a lot of like shirtless guys just working out and sweating and lots of bulging muscles. And, it was like every guy I dated when I was in high school and college, and even after that, was just, I mean, they were all just big, burly guys. And, I mean, and I got pretty into it too. I mean, like the whole working out thing. And, well, I mean, I'm certainly not like a bodybuilder big, but you can see I've got some muscles. And, I'm pretty, fit for my size. And, got a lot of muscle for a girl, And well, I mean, I got really used to spending a lot of time in the gym around, the kind of guys that could pick you up and, well, I mean, they could pick me up and bench me. And yeah, most of the guys I dated were able to kind of like, it was all for them, it was all about like, showing how they could like pick me up and fuck me against a wall, or I mean, they didn't even need to have me against the wall. They could just like pick me up and put me down on their dicks. And they just were all just big muscle, so strong. And I don't know, it gets a little old after a while. And well, now that I've got this new job and I'm meeting guys who are a little more, well, normal, I guess. I don't know. There's something really fascinating about a guy who's not that tall. And well, I mean, hi, but you couldn't even pick me up if you wanted to. I think I'd probably be able to pick you up before you could pick me up. And it's just, there's something really fascinating about your, well, just being such a, I guess, average kind of guy. And I'm curious. I mean, I don't know. What does it feel like to be held by you? And I don't know. And what are you like under your clothes? I bet that you have soft parts. I mean, there's just something really annoying about just like chiseled abs and like. Yeah, like skin pulled tight over muscles, and sometimes you just want to cuddle with a little bit of flab, and maybe you don't want to, like, I don't know, be thrown up against the wall and taken. And sometimes it's nice just to wonder what it would be like to, I don't know, cuddle some. And I'll be honest, I am just a little sick of guys with like big, thick dicks. just forcing their way inside me. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like sometimes, yeah, it really does the job for me, but well, I'm open to trying something new. And if I'm not mistaken, things would be a little bit different with you. So that's why I invited you over when you suggested a second date to my place. Because I want to see you. I want to see you naked. Will you show me what you look like? Please? I really want to see you. Come on, take off that t-shirt. No, I'm not laughing. I'm just a little flustered. You look so, well, average. And you're barely taller than I am. I can come close to you and basically look you in the eye, and it's kind of sexy, you know? I don't have to like crack my neck looking way up. You're right there. Can I touch you? You're very warm and soft. Your arms are quite, well, smaller than I'm used to, but they're nice. Will you put them around me? I feel so good. I just want to nuzzle into your neck. It's so nice. You don't smell like sweat and gym and whatever supplement you're drinking this week. I don't know what you smell like. Just soap, I guess. Just clean skin. Normal. It's kind of nice. So what about the rest? Come on. I want to see what you've got inside your pants. Don't be shy now. I know you want to show me. I promise, whatever you've got, I'm going to be excited about it. Oh, no, of course I'm excited. I've never seen one so small. Well, it's, I know it's beautiful. I love it. It's just adorable. It's little. I can touch it, right? It's so cute. Look at this little guy. Can I give it a kiss? Do you want me to put it in my mouth? 'Cause I can do that. You fit so easy in my mouth. I mean, I don't really have to. It's not gonna hurt my jaw. You're not gonna. This is fun. I like this little dick of yours. It's really cute. And I bet it wouldn't hurt if you were to fuck me. I can feel you twitching. You really like that idea, huh? Fucking me. But if I'm not mistaken, You're not going to be able to take very much more of this, are you? It's okay. I don't mind if you come quick. Why don't you fill my mouth with your comb? Give me that comb of yours. I want it so much. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun together. I mean, you're just so different from the guys I'm used to.